We are on Instagram. We are on Spotify. We are wherever you can listen to music. We are here on the radio at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 here in Medford. And we are having the best time of our lives. So feel free to listen to Kovatova. We make lots of fun music, and there's more to come. That last song, Perspective, will be released imminently. People have been begging me for it because we've got a fantastic array of artists, guest artists on that song, so we should release it any day now. Ooh. So thanks for having me, Max. This was awesome.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a blast, and if you liked that, stick around because we've got 3 more hours of local music coming up. And it's now 9 p.m., so it's time for On the Town with Mikey D. I'll be back in a few.
Thank you, Amanda.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to
tea. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the
Cape. We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max once again, and I am now here DJing for On the Town with Mikey D. Every Wednesday's local music show here from 9 till midnight on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Starting us off, let's hear some local music. Let's hear a new song from Exit 18.
Let's get a mowing game is on. I'm gonna dress my eyes up, gonna paint my smile on. I'm gonna dress my eyes, I'm gonna paint my smile on. I'm gonna wake my mind up, gonna turn the lights on. I'm gonna wake my mind, I'm gonna turn the lights on. And I guess I want a cliche, dancing on the subway, sneaking to the ballet. And I think I wanna go out, find somebody downtown, creep into a new crowd. It's been too long, so I guess I wanna restart, climb into a streetcar, we're practicing. Until I fall, I'm gonna take my shoes, I'm gonna spin till I fall. I'm gonna show my dress off, gonna catch your trust fall. I'm gonna show my dress, I'm gonna catch your trust fall. And I guess I want a cliche, dancing on the subway, sneaking to the back. Barcelona. Don't think I ever told you, but I like the game, I like the way we play, I like pretending not to know your name. Let me romanticize these city lights through nostalgic eyes. Not every age of innocence has to die 'cause of darker times.
Got it. We'll be right back.
That last song was Vero Strange with Making Moves. And yes, Vero Strange is based in New York now, but he used to be a Tufts alum, so I think that it counts as local music. And before that, Bus Crush with Even Score. That song is practically brand new. It came out June 7th. Check Bus Crush out. That is their first song release. Yeah. Yeah, so give them a listen. Very cool. Before that was Sludge with Albany 2, which is not marked as explicit, although the first song that I played, I'm Scared of Me by Exit 18, is marked as explicit, despite it not having anything explicit in it. I verified it with the singer. So, yeah, so there you go. And in between the two of them, Little Fuss with Lost Art. And now a PSA. On August 12th, 2022, just a few blocks from Tufts University, Stephen Conley of Somerville was riding in the bike lane on Broadway when the operator of a parked Land Rover opened their driver's side door into his path. Conley crashed and was rushed to Massachusetts General Hospital, where he died the next day. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. If you are on a bike or walking, obey safety and traffic laws. And, even more importantly, watch out for drivers and bikers who don't. It really is a matter of life and death. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And if you missed it in the last hour, keep an eye out for Amanda's song, Bike Lane, because it is very, very catchy. And speaking of ways to get around, coming up next is Winkler with I Can't Skate.
Thank you. You can leave in peace, or you can leave in pieces.
Right, that last song was just In Pieces by the Grimly Pleased, Grimly Pleased, and before that, I Can't Skate by Winkler. And you might have noticed by how quiet it is behind me, it is time for our next musical guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, Max, and listeners. My name is Talia Rose. I am a singer-songwriter, guitarist from Jamaica Plain, and I'm excited to be here.
And I'm excited to have you. All right, do you want to start?
Shall we get
off
into it?
Yeah. Go
all
for
right
it.
So I'm going to be playing some songs from my upcoming record. It's in the process of being released and will be fully released by August. And this is one of the tunes from the record called How Could I Go? I
Thank you very much. Yes, very important tuning.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's quite humid in here, so I might have to do this a lot.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
but better to do it than not do it.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yeah. So are you playing any upcoming gigs?
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of booking my album release tour, so I've got some shows that I can't quite talk about just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. I play with a lot of other artists. I play guitar for them, and I sing and play mandolin and all sorts of other things. So I'm playing for the Brookline Sounds of Summer with an artist called Sarah Bernadette this Saturday. So if Brookline's your jam, I'll be there in front of Eureka, which is a toys and game store that I grew up going to. I'm not sure if I will be inside the game store or just on the sidewalk, but I will be there, and so will Sarah Bernadette, and she has some lovely jazz and jazz-adjacent songs.
Fantastic. That sounds like a good time. And so how long have you been playing music?
Oh, man. Quite a long time. I think when I was probably about 3 or 4 or 5, I started plunking away at my mom's pianos, but I was never very good, and I'm still really not quite so good at piano. But I picked up the guitar when I was 10, and that one stuck. And that was 16 years ago, which is quite a long time. So, around then, and then I started really writing songs when I took a songwriting class when I was 16, and I just sort of kept going.
Very cool. If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Holy moly, what a great question. I think, you know, I would really love to be great at the piano. I think that would be incredibly useful. But if I had to choose, like, a, you know, maybe a more obscure one, like, I love the sound of a trombone, so I think that would be pretty cool too.
Absolutely. I feel like that trombone's a fun one to just pull out.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Just sliding around.
Exactly. All right, you want to hit us with another song?
Sure. Cool. This next one is actually already out. It was the first single on my record that is coming up. It is called Columbus, Ohio.
If I never saw the ocean anymore, I don't think that I would mind. If after all this time I haven't been to sea, oh, maybe there is somewhere else I ought to be. And I've never been to Columbus, Ohio. Why do I already know it's more like home than this? Are the neighbors nice? Would I find someone I could walk my dog with when I leave? Or will it be a place to miss? I've been keeping tally of the days since I've been here, and my pencil's wearing down to just a stub. Does it mean the end is near? Little lighthouse, should I stay or should I go? Would you miss me if I left you? Would you ever even know? I've never been to Columbus, Ohio. Why do I already know it's more like home than this? Nice, would I find someone I could settle down with when I leave? Or will it be it's more like home than this. Are the neighbors nice? Would I find someone who I could grow old with? When I leave, oh, will it be a place to miss?
I heard the recording of that one and I really liked it. Do you have any travel plans to go to Columbus, Ohio?
Absolutely not. No. And I will never go. Not because I don't think it's great. And if there are any listeners who live or are from Columbus, Ohio, I mean no offense, but if I went, then I couldn't play this song anymore, you know? So, yeah, can't just be going around spreading lies.
No, I feel like that's, yeah, Columbus is probably one of those places that is definitely, you know, it's nice to imagine it being.
I gotta
nice
keep
place.
It a mystery, and yeah. People love to tell me their Columbus facts, and I just have to cover my ears and, you know, start going la 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 la, like, you know, I can't know anything. It's gotta be a mystery forever. Absolutely. And those are the rules.
It's a solid rule. I also know very little about Columbus, Ohio, and I don't feel the need to change that. I'm sure it's a beautiful place.
Sure.
You know, honestly, your song sold me on it. So
maybe you'd find somebody to walk your dog with.
Maybe.
I don't have a dog. Do you have a dog?
My parents have a dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you have a dog by proxy.
Yes. Yeah. When I'm back home, I have a dog.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't see my set list anymore. But
oh yeah. Oh God, I forgot to
give
that
A-okay.
Back to you.
There you go.
Here, I'll just.
Thank you much.
Absolutely.
All right.
Got an ominous blue glow coming through it.
Oh yeah.
From the audio jack port light indicator thing. Do you have any favorite words?
Good question. I like the word crisp because I don't know if you know this fact about the word crisp, but all of the sounds, each individual letter, it goes from the back of your mouth to the front of your mouth. Crisp. Mm-hmm. Try it.
Crisp. Yeah. It sure does. Which reminds me of another thing. Are you Booba or are you Kiki?
I don't know if I can decide that for myself. What do you think I am?
You strike me as Booba.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Which, for anyone listening who doesn't know what that means, there was a linguist who did a study where they went to different cultures and different areas where they didn't speak English or just with various different languages and asked them, you know, which word. They showed them two figures. One was very round and one was very sharp. And they asked,
which one is Booba and which one is Kiki? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiki was the sharp one, obviously, because it's a sharp word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now you have to decide, listener, for yourself, if you're a Booba or if you're a Kiki.
Indeed. But yeah, kind of cool that language transcends meaning.
Meaning transcends language.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very well, this neat. Song is in a language, English. It's the only one I know. The only one I know very well. It's called Can You Believe?
Nice to meet you, and can you believe I get to love her? Sometimes when there's trouble, I will find out secondhand. So tell me how you see it, I would like to understand. And I will tell you in return, I can't believe I get to love you.
Very much.
Thanks, Max.
Yeah, you got it. Who were some of your top musical influences?
Ooh, besides all of the people making music around me.
And if you'd like to shout some of them out, feel free.
Sure. Heather Scott, Naomi Westwater, Lindsay Foote. These are all just people that I play with, but there are plenty that I don't play with. Isaiah Hazard is releasing some really cool music right now. The band The Thing. Oh man, I could go on for ages, but I'll stop there.
Nice.
And outside of the people that I know, I'm a big fan of Imogen Heap and Frou Frou and that universe. I think that's probably my biggest melodic inspiration. I listened to those albums as a kid, and it has stuck with me. I really like Adrian Lenker, obviously, because I'm a human being with ears. And in terms of guitar playing, I started playing music by doing like fingerstyle acoustic guitar. So like guys like Andy McKee or like John Gome and Thomas Lieb were all my main like guitar heroes.
Very nice. And who would your dream musical collaboration be with?
Oh my goodness. I think
they can be dead, if that makes it any easier. Probably makes it harder. More
probably
options.
Does make it harder. Yeah, I'm like Jimi Hendrix. No, that would be a mess. I would shit my pants. I think probably, I don't know. I think like making a song with Imogen Heap and having her produce it would be bananas. I think that would be so much fun. I would love to write a song with the band Cuddle Magic, the entire band. They all have to be there. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
I think that's a great answer. Do you have another song you'd like to play for us?
I sure do. And I forgot to write it on my set list, so you'll have to type on the fly.
Yeah.
It's called Scrape Her Knees. Three words.
Excellent.
It's about baby fever.
Sheltered from what hurts.
you very much for that one.
Sure thing. Nice. Anytime.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to play something from the record, maybe? I could use some water.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. Do you want to go with the first track, which is coming out this Friday, right?
It sure is coming out this Friday. Yeah, it's called Hold On Still, and it's got some absolutely gorgeous production from this guy, Jack Broza. He lives in New York, and he makes absolutely beautiful music. Enjoy.
Cool. Let's hear it. Thank you very much. We'll be back in a few. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi.